Oh, what a dreary, dark, foggy, rainy day. Lovely out there, isn't it? Should have been here at 6:30 this morning. Really dark, cloudy, and foggy. And here it's pretty bright. But if you look more closely, kind of look up there and say, you know what? There's a lower spotlight out right there. Everybody see that spotlight out at the bottom there? And you go on the back here. Oh, there's two pendant fluorescent lights out there right over there. You see them? If we wait long enough, more of them are going to burn out, right? In fact, with all due respect to any of you might be architects in the congregation, when they design buildings like this, they never think of something practical like, how do you change all those light bulbs? You want the really bad question? Looking at the top there, how those nice little beams spreak out. How do you ever clean those windows? They haven't been cleaned in 10 years on the inside up there. No one can get to them. That's for the architects. So I said to myself, there's a homily in there. Imagine that the physical building of the church is the world. And all these spotlights up here on the cross, okay, it's the light that Jesus brings into the world. Remember last week, Epiphany, Jesus was proclaimed as the light to the Gentiles, the light of all nations. And all of these hanging chandeliers here are us, people baptized into Christ, because we too, by our baptism, are called to bring light into the world. Now, some of you are big, bright spotlights. Most of us are kind of like those fluorescent lights. They're okay, but no big shakes. But together, they bring light to the whole world. At baptism, there's a little prayer. You have been enlightened by Christ and are called to walk always as a child of the light. But what happens if one, then another, then another, then another of the light bulbs burn out? The ability for the Christian community to genuinely broadcast and shine forth the light of Christ gets weakened every time one of our lights burns out. How does it burn out? By our sinfulness? By our indifference? By our getting caught up in the everyday things of the world and losing sight of Christ and his values? Now, just as much as every 4 or 5 years, we got to kick up some big bucks to get those lifts and change all the light bulbs, we too spiritually need to be changing the bulbs of our baptism to come alive again in Christ. The challenge of being reminded of our baptism by the sprinkling is to say, Lord, rekindle in my heart that brightness of light that first came to me in baptism when the Spirit filled me up. There's no real place in this ugly world that we're struggling with, in the darkness of things like tragedy and terrorism and violence and crime and manipulation, for us to be too dim, to be blah. We need to be enlivened by Christ to be a light to the world. First point. Second point is a little more complicated. Imagine that those light bulbs up there and that one up there that are out were our grandparents' generation. They did their light for a while, but it's over. And those of you from the 50 to the 70 crowd, okay, we have tried to follow their light and continue to pass on the message of faith. And then those of you from 25 to 50, you know, and many of our neighbors who are less and less alive with Christ, gets dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. And eventually, 20 to 50 years from now, okay, 3 generations behind us, there is no more light of Christ. Because we who have the light of Christ now, and those of our colleagues who have been baptized into Christ who are slowly dying and dimming and going out in their faith, will leave no light for the future. It's wonderful to see the young people who are here because they will take the torch of the light of Christ and pass it forward. How many of our baptized Christian believers have been dead in their own faith, no longer able to pass it along to their children and grandchildren? We have been blessed, most of us, by a bright light of Christ shining in our lives through our ancestors in faith. Yet if we don't keep that light burning, we don't continue to shine with faith in our own lives and pass that commitment to faith along to our children and grandchildren, the light of Christ will go out. The world will be dark again. Christ is challenging us to keep alive in our hearts and to pass forward to others this light of Christ that came in our baptism. So when you get up to leave church today, take a look at the lights. Some are bright, some are already dim, and some are out. That's us. What would it take for God to rekindle our faith in 2016? How will we as a community here and in the community of the church around the world continue to shine brightly with faith and with hope, and especially in this year with mercy, so that people know Jesus really is the light of the world? And we are the light of Christ.